Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews in Los Angeles still trying to gain ground battling wildfires. The Eaton Fire is just 3% contained. Officials say the blaze destroyed more than 7,000 structures. L.A. County Assistant Sheriff Myron Johnson says they're stepping up patrols due to recent looting and have set a curfew from 6 p. to 6 a.
This curfew will be strictly enforced and is being taken to enhance public safety, protect property, and prevent looting in areas where residents have been evacuated.
At least 10.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers return home. They have won four straight games. They sit 2-2 in Big Ten play following Monday night's win at Rutgers. The Minnesota Golden Gophers come to town 0-4 in conference play, 8-7 overall. I've given you the records, but Brian Butch, your head coach here, Bo Ryan, and Greg Gard now, they don't talk about the records of the opposing teams. Yes, Wisconsin has controlled this series with Minnesota in recent years, but almost without exception, the games go right down to the wire, so we should expect anything tonight, right?
Well, you always do. It's Big Ten play, right? That's what's going to happen. That being said, Wisconsin's won the last seven, and you look at this Minnesota team. They're playing better basketball. They're just not closing games out. You know, Ohio State comes to mind, two overtime game there. They're starting to play better, starting to kind of understand where they're at. That being said, if you're Wisconsin, it's just a game you can't drop. It's very simple because you look at where they're at as far as Minnesota, bottom of the Big Ten. You can't drop one of these. You've already have two losses within conference. Another against two really good teams, those two losses were. But you do have two. You can't drop one of these.
Yep. Start of a two-game homestand, if you want to call a two-game stretch a homestand. Ohio State comes in here on Tuesday night. Buckeyes losing on the home court to Oregon last evening. We're an hour away from the opening tip. We'll hear from Greg Gard. We'll hear from assistant coach Lance Randall. Coming up, though, our chat with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media,
I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It's the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers tonight. Wisconsin looking to extend its winning streak to 5 games and also looking to go to 3-2 in the Big Ten. Joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, they say the mark of a good team is one that can win in different ways. It's a 2-game sample, but 116 points against Iowa and still 75 points, which is a pretty good total, but a much different path to a win, would you say?
I certainly would. This speaks to the way that Wisconsin is able to beat teams and what makes the Badgers unique and potentially a tough out in postseason play. You mentioned the 116-point game against Iowa, something that we may not see for a long, long time, considering the previous record of 120 points is, what, 50 years old? A long, long time ago. But the Rutgers game is, I think, shows why this team is mature and why it can be special, because it was a game that you felt like Wisconsin should be leading handily, and all of a sudden it's a one-possession game on the road. We've seen Wisconsin struggle in Piscataway over the years, but the Badgers were able to get it done with a variety of players contributing. So a big win for them at a critical time.
Yeah, and the two star freshmen for Rutgers were not stars. Dylan Harper's been battling something there, and he did not score in the game. Ace Bailey, though, 3-for-16, so the defense has been a work in progress, but it looks like they are showing some positive signs there, would you say?
Absolutely. Those two players were five-star recruits, potentially two of the top three players taken in the next NBA draft. And certainly Harper was battling something that I believe he lost 9 pounds because he's been ill. And Bailey didn't have the game that a lot of people think, going 3-for-16 from the field. But you have to force those guys into taking tough shots and putting the rest of the team in a difficult spot. And Wisconsin deserves a lot of credit for, as much as we've talked about the offense this season, they do have some staples that are reminiscent of the previous Badgers teams.
Steven Crow continues on a good run here in recent games. The statistics are a little bit eye-popping when he scores in double digits. Wisconsin wins the overwhelming majority of the time. But it seems like they have found, maybe we've talked about this in some previous segments, they found a sweet spot with him in terms of minutes played, though. He doesn't need to go 30 anymore. It's more of the quality of the minutes as opposed to the quantity.
Yeah, you've seen the last 4 games what Steve is capable of after having a tough outing when he didn't have any rebounds. He's got 4 straight games of double-digit scoring, and he's coming off a double-double against Rutgers when he went for 18 points and 10 rebounds. It's the efficiency, too. And I think that's key. Greg Gard has seemed to have found the right groove for him. 25 minutes against Rutgers, he makes 8 of 11 shots. He's had a couple games during this stretch where he made 7 out of 10. And this kind of Steven Crow is very good for the Badgers because he's aggressive and confident.
One of the things, Jesse, about this team, coaches, not just Wisconsin coaches, but every coach in America probably loses sleep wondering if there's enough depth on a team. And with Wisconsin, that's been an issue the past couple of years, where by the end of January, it seems they've peaked, guys get banged up, the lack of depth becomes glaring. This season, with the continued development of Kamari McGee with Carter Gilmore, you've got Xavier Amos, who's getting acclimated, making the move from Northern Illinois to Wisconsin. Do you feel like they're in a position where they could end up having more options than what they've had the past couple of seasons?
Yeah, obviously you need your keys, rotation guys and starters to stay healthy. We saw that was an issue a year ago when a couple players got banged up, and Blackwell and McGee. But Greg is, when you get into this season, you shorten the rotation a bit. It's basically an 8 or 9 man rotation. But he also said he'd love to get Marcus Silver some more minutes because of what he's been able to do in practice. So I think they found a really good mesh here where Kamari and Carter can come off the bench and give you 20 plus minutes. If you needed more out of Xavier Amos, I certainly think he can give you that. But you got to have your top 8 or 9 playing well. I think the good news for Greg is if he wanted to go 9 or 10, he could.
Yeah, Jack Janicki, obviously somebody, he hasn't scored a whole lot lately, but there's a big trust factor with him that he knows what he's doing out there on the floor. Quickly on Minnesota,
you know, roster turnover, but you have guys like Dawson Garcia. This has been a series. Wisconsin's won the last seven games, but they tend to be close. So I think we've seen enough of college basketball now that you probably better not be assuming much of anything here tonight.
Right. You can look at Minnesota's record and see that it's 8-7 and just assume the Badgers are going to roll. But this is a rivalry game where these teams know each other very well. And obviously the matchup I think to watch in most years, in recent years, is Dawson Garcia and what he's going to be able to do. He gets better and better each year. He's averaging more than 18 points a game, and he's coming off a great year a year ago. So Wisconsin's going to need to contain him and force other people to score. But this is another key game for the Badgers, as you said, Matt, to get over 500 in what is a very difficult Big Ten season.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight as we visit with assistant coach Lance Randall. He's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Our Wisconsin basketball pregame show continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight as we visit with one of the new additions to head coach Greg Gard's staff, Lance Randall, who comes back to the home states after a stint as the head coach at St. Leo, the all-time winningest coach at three different universities, St. Leo, Webster, as well as Lindenwood. He has been an assistant coach, part of a national championship program at Stevens Point, two state championship teams at Oshkosh West, and he's coached overseas as well. And we asked Lance about the growth of international basketball.
I think it's very simple, Matt. You just look at the NBA right now and all the best players, the MVPs. I mean, you're looking at Jokic, you're looking at Embiid, you're looking at SGA with Oklahoma, you're looking at Giannis. Doncic, who is not yet to win one, but those are literally the best players in the NBA right now. None of them were born in the United States. Yeah. And so I think it speaks, you know, it's a testament to, you know, how much the game has grown from the source of the United States. But but also different styles, different types of coaching have been successful. I think in the past, a lot of times, you take an international, you don't know what you're going to get exactly because the point of reference from that coach to your program isn't exactly the same as, for instance, if you took somebody from the FVA, you pretty much know what that coach means and what they're saying, what those statistics are valued. And so some of that has leveled with the international because of our ability to scout, our ability to see more readily film available, media, and kind of an understanding of it, of the game and where what levels places are. But I think you're going to continue to see the growth. Some of the best players have now been released, basically, for lack of a better word, into our system. And a lot of them are very eager to be a part of the college system, largely financially, but also just the experience. This is unique. You know, there's no system in the world set up the way the United States college game is. And I think for them, now that they can afford to come here, I think you're going to see more and more high-end players go into the Big Ten and the SEC, ACC.
So. And no matter where they're coming from, I know Coach Gard has talked a lot about how this sport has become a positionless game. I mean, it obviously not across the board, but, you know, where bigs here can step outside and shoot the three. And now that's commonplace. You mentioned the NBA, but that's becoming pretty commonplace at the college level here, too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, I would say even 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't uncommon that the good teams had three guys who could shoot the ball on the floor, two really good shooters and one guy who can kind of shoot. Now it's more common to see four and five shooters out there. And so obviously you're including some post or, as you said, positionless play. Some of your longer athletes are learning perimeter games, skill, footwork, and quite honestly, they're just better athletes playing longer. We're just getting, the game has grown. I mean, what it took to be a player at this level or any level at the college game 25, 30 years ago is not the same what it is now. I mean, the level of athleticism training that these guys get, and that translates directly to the skill, I think, of the bigs. And again, like the European game is training. I think when you look at when the Italians beat us in the Olympics in 2002, I think it was. Right, and that was kind of a turning point. Where in their time, there was a lot of drive and kick game. There was a amount of skill. I think we ended up with a bronze medal that year. I think that was where there was a lot of the American system, the American coaches, and it starts at the NBA top, but really the work is done. The bulk of the work is done at the grassroots level, the high school, somebody's dad or mom working out with them. As this, the information trickles down, that style of game has really infiltrated the American game, and so now that it's kind of a blend.
Let's bring it back closer to home. Again, I've talked with Coach Gard about this. There's the international game, and yet of the recruiting class, there's two guys from the state of Wisconsin coming in next year. You know what it's all about in this state, coaching state championship teams. The talent level, it seems like we're on maybe a little bit of an uptick in the state. Is that an accurate statement to make?
Yeah, I think that I think it's cyclical as it goes, but I think basketball, I've coached in a lot of different states, and I've been around a handful of different state tournaments, all-star games and such. No one does it better than Wisconsin. I mean, no one does it better. And I think you can look and you can say from the top down, you look at Coach Gard, you look at Bo, you look at Coach Bennett, and then you go to Jerry Pettigrew as the executive director of the WBCA, and that organization does. This state is galvanized. They're organized, and they have a great vision of what high school and youth basketball should look like, and the amount of time without overdoing it, and it's created a great sense of community. And starts with Badger basketball for sure with the state, and it's created a great sense of information passing down from this program down and from the WBCA out. And then I just think that now some of our best athletes and our best players and our biggest kids and are learning the game. And they're learning the game the way it should be played. They're learning to play off of 2 feet. They're learning help side defense. They're in not just skill. And I think that's a testament to Coach Gard and all the coaches that I mentioned. And like I said, it's this state is special. It really is special with the way it treats high school basketball and youth basketball.
That's Badgers assistant coach Lance Randall, and that's tonight's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
My Badger pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Minnesota tonight at the Kohl Center. It's alumni night. I thought every night was alumni night.
It is, but in my world.
Absolutely.
It is in my world.
I mean, you get Coach Krabbenhoff, all these guys you played alongside. Bo Ryan used to always talk about these kind of gatherings. It's like I would say joke, but there's probably truth to it. The stories get better every year, and there might be a grain of truth to some of the stories. Is that an accurate description of these kind of gatherings?
It depends who's telling the story. Just like when you play, there was guys, no, I didn't foul, no foul. What are you talking about? I didn't foul. There's a handprint on my forearm. What do you mean you didn't foul? Those guys, yeah, those stories get a little bit bigger for sure. It's always fun to get guys back together. I'll say this. This program is really good about getting guys back together, mm-hmm. even when it isn't alumni night.
Yep.
The door is always open. And I think that's the unique thing about it. Is that it's always a open door policy with guys that have played here. At least it was that. I didn't know with Bo we had that. I know, Howard Moore was so big at kind of saying, hey, we need to do more of that when Howard came back. You could see that. You could see guys wanting to come back. So Bo jumped on that when Howard was like, we got to do a little bit more than what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. And then Greg has just taken it and just completely this is who we are. This place was built because of you guys. We're doing what we're doing because of you guys. You have to come back. You need to come back.
When Greg Gard was interim head coach, we were recording a show, and then we were just talking for a while. And he said, if I'm going to be the coach moving forward, I want to do this, 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 and this, and go back and get as many eras as possible. Come back here, not just the last 15, not just the last 20 or 30. Go deep. And that was part of the reunion a couple of years ago, 125. And it was, I know that meant a lot to all those guys who were able to get back here.
Well, it did. And it's one of those things that Greg, even before, this would have now have been my second year doing this, so 3 years ago, it was honorary captain when Greg did that, right?
Yes.
Well, then afterwards, they had me go to the locker room and talk to the team and just, say, hey, this is what it means and this is what you represent and this is what it's about. It's not about you individually. It's about the group. And if you ever forget that, then you'll forget what this program is built on. It's the group. It's always the group. And that's why I love this group so much, mm-hmm. because there are no individuals. Talking to a couple of Minnesota assistant coaches before the game, I'm like, this team is really good. And they have really good players. But what makes them great is if a guy's got a bad night, there's another guy. And if that guy has a bad night, there's another guy.
Yeah, it's huge.
And the benches contribute. Like, that's what makes this group so fun, because they are the identity of what has made Wisconsin basketball so well. And that's why people need to get behind it, even that, behind this team even that much more, because they're about the right thing.
Yeah, and I think to your point, too, Monday night was a prime example of that, because that game had such a different path to a win as opposed to the Iowa game. And, you know, it was Kamari McGee hitting a couple big shots, hitting one at the end of the half to help stop the momentum a little bit that Rutgers had getting back into the game without the two-star freshman really factoring in. And it could be, and then Atanjay takes over late, but you got Kamari, you got Carter Gilmore. You have a lot of different sources that can make winning plays for you.
Again, this team doesn't have the situation where it's like, wow, as far as like that one guy, but it's the wow factor is, there's so many guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you look at John Tanja averaging 18. You look at all the guys that have contributed, the growth of Nolan Winter. You know, you can go down the list. John Blackwell, what he's done recently. Like, there's so many guys that can contribute. But yet the best thing about all of them is they're unselfish.
Yeah.
And I'll say it. You don't see that around with college basketball. With the NIL and everything else, guys are worried about their next paycheck right now.
No, you're
it's
right.
Sad. Like, but this group, that's not been the focus at all this year.
You know what I'm worried about is my right arm tonight, because Steven Crowell's been hitting some threes here in the last
four of nine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's almost 50%. You know, I round up.
You're a genius.
I round up. Yep. I'm just throwing that out there.
My man has multiple degrees at the University of Wisconsin.
Can't you tell?
That is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our pregame coverage is coming up with Professor Butch. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At courtside at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The Badgers, winners of four straight games. The Gophers, Brian Butch, still looking for their first Big Ten win. They did everything but win on Monday night, losing in double overtime to Ohio State. So a couple storylines here. Can the Badgers keep it going? And how will Minnesota bounce back here tonight?
Well, I think the first one will start with Minnesota. Can they? How do they handle a tough loss? Because it's a double overtime game where you're up by two, you get a stop, then your best free throw shooter goes to the line, misses two, and you somehow lose that game.
Yeah.
Like you don't ever see that. So I think how does Minnesota respond? They're going to respond by this, right? The way that Minnesota is going to play this game is we know Wisconsin wants to play fast. This is a slow it down type team in what they do as far as how they do it. As far as points per game, they're 18th in the league. Just to let everybody know out there, 18th is dead last. There's 18 teams in the Big Ten. Not the old logo with the big and the 10, and there was actually the number. I needed that. Maybe can we put a big 18 somewhere so that helps me a little bit?
I'd have to.
But that being said, the reason that their points per possession is so, or their points per game is low, is they want to slow it down tempo-wise. So, Wisconsin, how do they guard? Do they guard the full shot clock? Do they stay dialed in for as long as they need to be dialed in for? That's one of those things. That's the challenge with Minnesota. Is can you stay locked in as much as you need to stay locked in? Now, Wisconsin, how do they respond? They want to push the tempo. They want to play fast. And this is the toughest thing. Played against many Northwestern teams that weren't that good. Guess what? It was always a tough game.
Mm-hmm.
It's that mental side of it for this group. Now, I think this group is mentally tough enough to kind of overcome that and understand, hey, we got a good road win against Rutgers, beat a good Iowa team who just got, you know, came back and got a good win against Nebraska. Like, how does that play out? I think this team is mature enough to be able to handle that moment, but that's a moment you got to be aware of.
Hey, if you're just checking us out, Max Klesman listed as questionable. He is going through a pregame warm-up, so take that for what it is. He landed on the foot of a Rutgers Scarlet Knight on a three-point attempt on Monday. So it's been a matter of working his way back. So he's going through the warm-ups, but he's officially listed as questionable. We're a half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues. Joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We touched on this on your radio show earlier this week, but to be able to win in a couple of different ways as you have over the last week, the offensive output against Iowa and still scoring 75, but a much different personality from the Iowa game against Rutgers. Right?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you have a really good team, they have to be able to find different ways, and you know, every game is going to be its own story, so you have to be able to adapt and adjust. And I thought we did a good job knowing what it was going to be, a completely different game at Rutgers than what the Iowa game was going to be here, just with how Rutgers was going to try to play us, you know, defensively. Obviously with Harper and Bailey, we knew we had our hands full with them, but and I thought the guys did a good job of just staying the course and not deviating and continuing to take good shots and get stops when we need to, and we were able to pull away.
And staying the course was a perfect description, because they're on the brink. They get to within three. They have a guy go off like he hasn't before as a Rutgers Scarlet Knight. No panic, though, it seems.
Right, no. We just kept, you know, it's a 40-minute game, and it can be cliche at times, but we just kept playing, and we were able to answer back. I thought John Tanjay was really big, you know, that sequence there of us answering, and then you're able to get a stop and keep scoring, and like I said, be able to get some separation and salt the game away.
I know next man up is a cliche, but it's applicable. You know, when, you know, Nolan cuts his hand, and then, you know, Max goes down when he lands on a guy's foot. But that, too, you're able to get into your depth a little bit and productive depth.
Yeah, I thought, you know, guys off the bench, as they have all year, have done a really good job, and other guys have opportunities, and you can mix and match a little bit with different positions. But I thought Steve came in when Nolan, you know, cut his hand there. Nolan was playing pretty well, and then Steve comes in and, you know, steps on the gas even more. So all that's good to see. Like I said, that's a mark of a good team, that you have different guys, different nights, able to step up and make plays.
As we mentioned earlier in the week, too, you mentioned stepped on the gas with the 23, 24 minutes, sometimes maybe more closer to 20, he's able to do that, right?
Yeah, I think that really has helped both those guys, you know, and I think the emergence of just the consistency that Gilmore has played with, obviously McGee's consistency helps us in the backcourt. But yeah, Steve specifically being able to play in those short spurts has been really effective.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more with Coach Gard. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
It's the Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers, a team that on Monday night did everything but win. It was a crazy game, double overtime. It obviously was a heartbreaker for them, but they did a lot of things pretty well, too.
Yeah, they did, you know, and they've done a lot of things really well in other games, even though they haven't had the end result that they wanted. But obviously, I think they, too, are trying to get healthy and have gotten healthier, obviously getting Mitchell back consistently. And you know, Dawson Garcia is a really good player. So they've done a lot of good things. They just haven't been able to finish games or string enough of the 40 minutes together.
We talk a lot about how things have changed in college basketball, but it's still college basketball. And I know that Wisconsin has won the last several here against Minnesota, but it seemed like everyone goes, with one exception in this recent stretch, goes right down to the wire. That's what rivalries do.
Yeah, I think it's rivalries, and I think for the most part it's our league. You know, I think once you get into it, it's going to be interesting to watch as the four West Coast teams, we've seen some of them. You know, some come in, some games have been close, some games have not been close. I think they're probably still trying to feel their way through it. But by and large, games, regardless of record, regardless of location, traditionally have been really tight in our league. And obviously the ones we've had with Minnesota have been just like that.
And you've mentioned for the last few years about no-get-well games in the league. And that might be the case nationally. You see how some of these scores, if it's a top 25 team or not, as soon as you think you have a got a feel of how a game might go, you're proven wrong.
Yeah, I think you evaluate it on the 40-minute sound bites or that you see it in and mm-hmm. watch it in. So, yeah, there are. I don't think there's been a dominant team, really, if you look nationally. There's some teams with one loss, but, you know, they've also – everybody is beatable on any given night. So I think that's what makes it obviously fun for fans and why it's so popular as a sport is you can see just about anything if you flip through enough channels.
And you have smart guys here. They know, being they're basketball fans. They see what's going on, too. So probably the reminders you might – but I don't know if you need to because they're pretty aware of what's happening.
Yeah, they understand. They understand when we get into these, every single game is going to be a battle. I've got enough experience in that locker room that has been through these before and understand night in and night out we're going to have all we can handle in this league. And we just got to take it 40 minutes at a time and put our best foot forward.
All right, this Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stick with us. We'll check out the Big Ten tonight and throughout the weekend presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI. A defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Let's take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. This is one of two conference games tonight. The other is in College Park, Maryland, with the Terrapins will host UCLA. The UCLA and USC men's teams are on the road this week, and we just mentioned UCLA tonight. USC plays at Illinois tomorrow. I mention that because the women's teams were scheduled to be at home this weekend to play Northwestern, but the Northwestern University women's basketball program has made the decision not to travel to Los Angeles this week for games on the 12th, Sunday, against UCLA, and then 3 days later against USC. The conference in a release said officials will look into possible rescheduling options, but it's Northwestern opting not to travel out to Southern California. The Badgers will be out there, scheduled to be out there next week, a Saturday game at USC, and then a week from Tuesday against UCLA. But on to tonight, the UCLA men's team at Maryland. Mick Cronin has been terrific in his coaching career. His team is scuffling, though, and Mick Cronin's going old school. Kind of went off at a news conference there after their loss earlier in the week.
Yeah, more than kind of. He absolutely did. He went after the assistant coaches. He went after the players.
Everybody.
He went after the managers. You name it. He went after everybody. Now, I think part of it is, at that point and how they've played, they got absolutely waxed by Michigan. Did not play well. At some point throughout the seasons, and the season, you have to make a stand. Bo did that. Now, he never did it publicly. That's
no,
different,
did not.
Right?
Like he did not.
But the walls, paint, and those walls came off a couple times a year. Right? Like,
yep.
So that's the only difference. So I don't have a problem with it. Other than that, you let the whole world know.
It's old school.
Yeah, that's very, very old school.
Yep.
So I'm really interested to see how this plays out tonight against Maryland, because it's a heck of a game. I mean, it really is. And see how they respond.
And the Terps have been scuffling a little bit, too. I say they've got some highly regarded players, obviously.
They struggled in the West Coast.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow in the Big Ten, by the way, as we mentioned, USC will be at Illinois. The Illini playing really well. And Indiana, which has been playing better of late, taking on the Hawkeyes in Iowa City. That's our quick look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game. The Badgers and the Gophers. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
I'll be honest.
I love clearance sales for the great prices, but what I really love is the thrill of the hunt. And right now at Kohl's Ultimate Clearance Event, there are so many hidden gems waiting to be discovered. I just went and saved 70% on cute dresses, cozy sweaters, pajamas for my whole family, and that was just the start. So if you also enjoy seeking out big savings, get to Kohl's, where the hunt is on. Select styles. Offers end January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Badgers and the Minnesota Golden Gophers tonight. Wisconsin has won the last seven games in this series. Let's get Butchie's keys to tonight's game as they try to make it eight straight.
Well, I think the first thing is you've got to dominate down low. Continue to get the ball in the paint. We all know the way that Steven Carell has played over the last couple of games, over a four-game streak. He's averaging close to 17, 16.3, almost seven rebounds a game. But this is what I love about it. He's shooting at almost 75%. Like, that's the efficiency when you get the ball in the post where you have success. You do that against Dawson Garcia and crew. Now, all of a sudden, offensively, what does that do for Dawson Garcia? It tires him out. Dawson Garcia, that's key number two, is control Dawson Garcia. Coming off of a five-point game against Ohio State, averages 18.2 for this team. That's really important. And the last one is going to be pace. You've got to play with great pace in this game. You have to play fast, and you have to play with pace. Fast, up and down the floor. Pace, side to side. Minnesota's bigs, they're not great at coming out and guarding the pick and roll. So you have to play fast, because Minnesota doesn't want to play fast. That's up and down. And then you have to play with pace, which is in the half court. And I know that word; those words are thrown around a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think they mean the same thing.
Yep.
They don't.
Badgers, we mentioned, they've won the last seven games of the series, but the average margin of victory, 4.3 points. All but one of those seven have been single-digit games. Let's see what happens tonight. We're back with the starting lineups. A change for the Badgers here tonight. Lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Let's get the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Ricardo Greppi continues to work his way back to the lower body injury. Cameron Hunter in a boot on his left foot. He is unavailable here tonight. Max Klesman listed as questionable. He is dressed out, though, so technically available, but he will not be in the starting lineup here tonight. Let's get to those starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Minnesota Golden Gophers, Ben Johnson in year number four at the helm in Minneapolis. His teams are 49-61. They did win 19 times last season, 8-7 going into tonight's game. Front line made up of Dawson Garcia, 6'11 senior, averaging 18 points, 7 rebounds a game. Parker Fox, 6'8 senior, had played 3 years for Saul Phillips out at Northern State. He was a sixth man last year in the starting lineup tonight for the Gophers. He is averaging about 8 points, 2.5 rebounds, and he has rejected 21 shots. Lakai Patterson, 6'2 senior from Minneapolis, transfer from Charlotte, averaging close to 11 points a game, 3.5 rebounds, and 3.8 assists per game. Femi Odekali, a 6'6 senior out of Brooklyn, New York, most recently at New Mexico State. He's also been at Pitt and Seton Hall. Odekali averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds a game. And Mike Mitchell rounding out the starting five, 6'2 senior out of San Jose, California, his second year with the Gophers after two seasons at Pepperdine. Mitchell averaging about 13 points a game, nearly 3 rebounds, 3.5 assists per game. Four Greg guards, Badgers, Steven Crow on a roll of late. Butchie gave you the recent numbers, better than 16 points, nearly 7 rebounds over his last four, upping the season totals to 9.7 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter, 6'11 sophomore, averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds. John Blackwell, 6'4 sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, nearly 16 points a game at 21 against Rutgers on Monday night. John Tanjay, 6'5 grad student out of North Omaha, Nebraska, 18.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. And making his first start as a Badger is Kamari McGee, the 6-foot senior from Racine, averaging 6.5 points a game, shooting 55% from three. And McGee, we mentioned his first start as a Badger. He did start 21 times at Green Bay in the 2021-22 season. Overall, the Badgers lead this series. Much like football, it's close through the years, 108-104. The Badgers, as mentioned, though, have won the last 7 meetings, looking to extend that series streak to 8 and looking to run their winning streak this year up to 5. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Well, folks, break out your parkas. Winter weather is officially here. We've got heavy lake effect snow, icy temps, and biting winds.
Built Ford Tough Trucks, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
We got a wintry winter ahead due to big nor'easters bringing lots of snow, cold, and wind. Brace yourselves, winter is here.
The Ford family of SUVs, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blow on the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
From the Kohl Center in Madison with Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Easton D'Amelia back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay, and we welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. The Badgers winners of four straight. They're 12-3 overall, 2-2 in conference play against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 8-7 overall, 0-4 in Big Ten play. But it's the old border battle, first of two meetings between these two programs. Just checking us out, Max Klusman is dressed, questionable, not in the starting lineup. Cameron Hunter, who maybe would have a chance to get into the rotation a bit tonight, but earlier today in some of their pregame workouts, he injured his left foot. He's in a boot, so he is unavailable here this evening. But as for the game itself, the Badgers playing well, winning in different ways, Butchie. And the Gophers, unfortunately for them, they're losing in different ways. That was a heartbreaker for them on Monday.
Yeah, you said it right there. And really, it came down to missed free throws for this Minnesota Golden Gophers team, which, you know, when you look at how they've done it, they're just not shooting well.